a lie, yet not quite true. She'll be there when the rivers turn lakes into seas, long after you are only a memory.
Anybody touching these fucking bags, I'll cut their fucking head off with a fucking axe. I'll fucking piss them.
What this world needs is a few more rednecks, so people ain't afraid to take a stand. What this world needs is a little more respect for the Lord and the law and the working man. And we could use a little peace and satisfaction, so good people up front take the lead. A little less talk and a little more action, and a few more rednecks is what we need. I was raised on beans and cornbread, and I like my chicken fried. Yes, I drive a pickup truck and I'm full of American pride. I keep a Bible on my table, I got a flag out on my lawn, and I don't believe in minding no one's business but my own. And I love them Rambo movies, I think they make a lot of sense. And it's a shame old John Wayne didn't live to run for president. And I don't care what nobody says, I don't trust old Gorbachev. And I don't know who turned him on, but it's time to turn him off. What this world needs is a few more rednecks, so people ain't afraid to take a stand. And what this world needs is a little more respect for the Lord and the law and the working man. We can use a little peace and satisfaction, talk and a little more action, and a few more rednecks is what we need. Now they're trying to take my guns away, and that would be just fine. If you take them away from the criminals first, I'll gladly give you mine. And I don't mind paying taxes, but it makes my temper itch when my hard-earned money goes to make some politician rich. What most people call a redneck, he ain't nothing but a working man. And he makes his living by the sweat of his brow and the calluses on his hands. Now you intellectuals may not like it, but there ain't nothing you can do, 'cause there's a whole lot more of us common folks than there ever will be of you. What this world needs is a few more rednecks, so people ain't afraid to take a stand. What this world needs is a little more respect for the Lord and the law and the working man. And we can use a little peace and satisfaction, so good people up front take the lead. Need a little less talk and a little more action, and a few more rednecks is what we need. That's what we need. And a few more rednecks is what we need.
Try to imagine all life as you know it stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light.
Total protonic reversal. Protonic reversal.
Protonic reversal.
With Conan Neutron.
If you're looking for the very best in post-punk, punk rock, and indie rock that doesn't forget to, you know, actually rock, tune in to Protonic Reversal every Thursday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Radio Valencia. I talk to interesting guest musicians, play rad tunes, and we have more than a few laughs.
You know, I kind of know the sound man for Rob Zombie.
We get awesome, get deep, and we never forget to raise our fists up.
that makes me so horny.
'Cause I'm long and I'm strong, and I'm down to get the friction on. So fellas, fellas, has your girlfriend got the butt? Tell her to shake it, shake it, shake that.
Secret, solely Mr. Deck heralds the true God in the entire history of the universe. Not even in the truth, I've a Pravda, is Mr. Francis E. Deck Esquire's 8-page detailed letter exposing the worldwide deadly communist gangster computer god and the worst, deadliest enemy of the entire human race and the entire universe in the entire history of the entire universe, namely the communist atheist conspiracy, with all of the deadly gangster unbelievable sophisticated Frankenstein controls, the Catholic Church. These facts, like the below facts, cannot be found in the communist gangster computer god concocted and manipulated so-called history and news media. Communist gangster computer god unbelievably staged, like Hollywood scum on top, Tsarina, alias great dictator Franklin D. Roosevelt, the polio-paralyzed, legless drug addict, idiotic, suicidal Tsarina fag, who had his unbeatable rival Will Rogers exterminated in an exploding ball of flame by a planted bomb here in safe USA airfield shortly after takeoff at the end of Will Rogers' unprecedented, renowned, arduous, round-the-world goodwill flying trip with Wiley Post in his beautiful, electronically sophisticated, luxurious, ultra-modern Winnie Mae airplane. Not only all stairways had inclines added for Tsarina Roosevelt's computerized wheelchair, but a football field-sized glass house-type building was built in back of the White House for his medicinal, piped-in, pure-warmed seawater into his gigantic, suicide-proof, 2-feet-deep swimming pool, where he waded naked with his nurses and had sodomy affairs. Ones very near to him have written popular books about his sodomy, I-ve love affairs. Already in his third term, he was a helpless and useless stretcher case, incapable of even appearing at his fourth term convention. This one-world communist who married his immediate cousin, Eleanor Roosevelt, like his runted, sickly, pock-faced grandfather, propagandized as a hunter and a sportsman, Teddy Roosevelt, here from Oyster Bay, Long Island, the Rosenfeld family, another computer god top-secret camouflage for gifted Ethiopians. As a big-time kid gangster politician, computer god even raised his age for historical purposes, Teddy Roosevelt was paid off with the vice president do absolutely nothing farce position title. Repeatedly, vice presidents have successfully waited and lurked to eliminate eliminate El Presidente. I they below are a few examples. So the kiddish gangster Teddy Roosevelt lured Midwestern dolt McKinley into New York for extermination, like the lowly guttermouth Big L.B. Johnson lured playboy sodomist in with the mafia Jack Kennedy into his hometown, Dallas. Wide open, people say it was the three brothers, Sam, Milton, and Lyman Jacobson, who with the judges feloniously swindled the governor of Texas out of the U.S. senator election shortly before Lyman was fixed as the compromise choice for Jack Kennedy's vice presidential nominee. Who ever saw a Lyndon married to a tiny runt, Birdie? Under computer god orders, even Birdie now has changed her name for historical purposes to Lady Bird, new, and even her Ethiopian surname is now changed to Taylor. It was this scummy, bum, lowly gangster Lyman as Presidente who had the gigantic Tsarina swimming pool deepened several feet to a regular swimming pool and regularly had naked sodomy swimming parties with women personnel. Gangster Monkey C, Gangster Monkey 2. Now, even the Pope John in the Vatican has a similar swimming pool to share with the endless numbers of nuns to help him forget his good old days as a married man naked in bed with high holy communion sodomy. Did not that world-renowned untouchable felon gangster Tricky Dick Nixon? His daughter Tricia is married to Davy Eisenschenker Jr. No. Nixon was the sure loser to the fag queer kid Bobby Kennedy until he was lured into very distant Tricky's hometown, Los Angeles. Did not gangster Tricky Dick Nixon do more than feloniously watch eyesight television of Bobby Kennedy's extermination? Abe Lincoln's computer god, alias for Abe Lincoln's law partner, was Stanton. Abe, in the gangster courts, feloniously conspired, fabricated patent infringements to swindle thousands of dollars from C. McCormick Reaper Machinery Company. As president, Abe made Stanton a cabinet member. In order to automatically become president, Stanton concocted a grandiose murder scheme to murder not only Lincoln, but also the vice president and secretary of state. Secretly, Vice President Johnson overseered it. Lincoln was murdered, and Secretary of State Seward was very seriously injured. Automatic President Harry Schimmelman Truman, in terror, gave political concessions to Congress to enact abolishment of the automatic succession to the presidency by cabinet members for cheap, conspired, felonious pardon fix. Gangster Nixon gave presidency to dolt felon Gerry Ford, another computer god alias, the wide-open, lifelong felon bribe extortionist, forgerer, and check launderer Gerry Ford. David Eisenschimer, or Eisenschenker, another runted, negroidically befreckled, semi-illiterate, cowardly yokel kid, also Jimmy Carter, who shared the sodomy drug beds of the military academy with niggers, under secret computer god orders upon graduation, CIA changed even his family gravestones. Camp David in Maryland was named after him, for him, and by him, including the division of SS, Secret Service troops, who even tended his playboy giant golf course. Here David Eisenschenker hid in cowardly terror and watched World War II on Eyesight TV. His historical name, Dwight Eisenhower. As president for months, he was dying in a coma, useless and helpless, I think. Sneak, shameless, hangman rope gangster, government leaders into Frankenstein, living death, eternal slavery, I now go to death for your lowest deadly felony crimes against me, Frankenstein earphone radio parroting puppet gangster slave. Do not dare to repeat any part of this truthful message, for like Mr. Francis E. Deck Esquire, you too are expendable, and you too can be beaten bloodily but by the gangster police and dragged in chains into a windowless telephone booth type prison cell and put into maximum security insanity prison for undetectable extermination, and by the lowest gangsterism, namely the law, character assassinated for life as an insane criminal menace to this worse gangster communism. Now that your besweated, terrified, trembling delirium has subsided, have your computer subdivision play out my letter and you reread my letter for your only hope for a future. Francis E. Deck, Esquire, 29 Maple Street, Hempstead, New York. Worldwide communist gangster computer god scum on top, staged like Hollywood, with plastic pale stand-in actors, with communist gangster computer god speed recording, instantaneous, simultaneous, edited, simulated voices implanted for all TV and news media microphones in any known language. Unbelievable con artist gangsterism solely for the overall plan. Worldwide eternal Frankenstein living death slavery. Yokel felon King Jimmy Carter, slime from the academies, which Mr. Deck intelligently refused unsolicited acceptance to the most elite academy from here in Niggertown, and even insidious con artist, gangster divorcee Pope John, they both speak Spanish and even Portuguese. Solely Mr. Deck exposes false gods Sodomy and Gomorrah of you worldwide computer god parroting puppet gangster slaves. Make copies for yourself, you hangman rope gangster scum on top. Laugh your mad giggle now.
My style can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler, a wanderer.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Countdown, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience.
Yeah. Chicago. With weight and motion, it has a mass and a gravitas, not blurred by emotion. The unexamined life is worth a candle. The organ whines and grinds when the monkey's working a handle. You can't see the mind. Among the drifting spores, Burrito sees you coming, and his tremendous jaws set all the wires a-humming. He sees a fuming lie, and has the will to smite it. If there is a wrong here in this song, he won't fail to write it. Got the rage tonight.
Dares to invade even an inch, the revolutionary armed forces, where the whole country has been turned into an impregnable fortress, and the whole people have been equipped with arms, will smite aggressors mercilessly.
Nose hair, lint gland.
Es el programa número uno.
With Karen Carpenter and Dr. Fiasco, Wednesdays from 10 p.m. to midnight on Radio Valencia.
Try to reach the sunrise.
sunrise, I wish you would come and shed some light on the house of this man. I'm the sunrise, I wish you would come and shed some light on the house of this man. It's a mind, it's so hard to find. Now I wonder, as we try to reach the sunrise, sitting on the other side of the sky. Now I wonder, as we try to reach the sunrise. Yeah.
intelligence, you and me.
When you store your numbers, boy, then you really need a toy called STP. Well, don't you see? When you get your routing right, even in the darkest night, an SCP. What a brilliant idea. When I call to reach you, girl, anywhere around the world, wherever you may be, that's UPT. When I dial short, my friend, to reach another friend, that's VPN. So let me tell you again, so you can see what I can see.
You need intelligence, we can get it. Network intelligence, come and see. You need intelligence, we can share it. Network intelligence, you and me. You need intelligence, we can get it. Network intelligence, come and see. You need intelligence, we can share it. Network intelligence, you and me.
Now if you're feeling down and you like a human sound, an operator of love, like Eros above. Now don't you wonder why some people never cry? They trust in fate, in their premium rate. So don't you be late, and you'll feel great.
With sound intelligence, you can get it. Network intelligence, come and see. You need intelligence, we can share it. Network intelligence, you and me.
I be an SSP. What have you got here for me? I said 1, 2, 3, and 4. You gotta get your number on the floor. You gotta get in the spin, and everyone is sure to win. It's all for you to see. It's just technology. Come on, intelligence, you can get it. Network intelligence, come and see.
Thank you.
is Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you to be our guest on the Ask Dr. Hal show, live on radio, on listener-supported RadioValencia.fm. Every Friday night from 10 p.m. until midnight, and sometimes beyond, the show is happening. And I'd like you to be there to experience the wonder, the terror, the savagery and splendor, the baffling incomprehensibility of this absolutely unique radio program. Oh, I know I could give a better description than that, but you just have to listen to know and to hear the special voices of my special guests. That's the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio, Friday night, 10 to midnight, on RadioValencia.fm.
sun is going down.